Welcome to the program. It's Monday, 10 minutes after 5, and I'm going to start some controversy right off the bat. Christmas, as you know, is Wednesday. And Christmas is always December 25th, right? Well, hear me out for a second. What if, let me ask you this, does it feel like Christmas when it's on a Wednesday? Because those of us who, you know, the workaday world, will probably have half a day off on Christmas Eve, Tuesday, and then the whole day off on Christmas, which is Wednesday.
Are you going to propose we Washington birthdays Christmas?
Yeah, because now we got to go back to work on Thursday and Friday, and then we got the weekend.
Like the first Monday after December 25th?
The Friday of Christmas. The Friday that's the most convenient. We can work it out. Before Christmas should be on a Friday, okay? Christmas Eve should be a Thursday. So you work a half a day. You've got the half day to get ready. All the family comes in later that day. Cousin Eddie and the kids, they all show up on Christmas Eve. Then Friday is Christmas. And then Saturday and Sunday, you've got a couple days to relax, recover, clean up. More importantly than anything else, play with your toys. All right? Because I don't know about you, but I'm going to get a toy, I think, of some kind that I'm going to play with, you know, either a video game or a new quad helicopter or something, you know, that I can play with. Hopefully I won't lose this one. That's an entirely different story that we're not going to go into. I've said it before. But what do you think? Okay, because, I mean, listen, before everybody that's listening goes all Duck Dynasty on me, chill. Jesus was not born on December 25th.
Well, that's the next thing I was going to ask.
This is an arbitrary number.
Is this cool with you religiously? And of course, right, no one knows what is Christ's birthday.
Yeah, there's a lot of scholars that say, listen, because of the story of the wise men coming in and the time of year and the fact that it was probably spring. I don't know if you've noticed this, but December 25, it's cold out there. That white stuff on the ground is not spring celebration.
And historically, it is Roman leaders who converted to Christianity who said that Christmas should be at wintertime because it coincided with pagan rituals and said, well, if everyone's going to be partying and making merry or whatever, let's make this the big Christian holiday too.
Let's do that. Okay, so and I know as soon, that's why I'm suggesting that Barack Obama make this suggestion. Move Christmas to the Friday, the weekend of whatever the 25th is, okay? So Barack Obama should be the one to suggest this because his approval rating is in the crapper anyway. It can't get any worse. Why not? You know, just let him take the heat for it. But I'm just saying, I think it would be a good idea.
Now, next year, Christmas falls on a Thursday.
Yeah, you just push it one day.
Okay. So next year, Friday.
Yeah.
December 26th.
Yes.
The pecking order of the company that you work for is going to be revealed. Because in companies where not everyone can have the day off, like business still has to be conducted, you're going to find out who is at like the corporate vice president level and gets okayed for the day off.
No, I think everybody should close Christmas Day, regardless. Gas stations, convenience stores.
I'm talking about the day after Christmas, which next year is going to be a Friday, so you could get a four-day weekend.
No, see, I'm saying move it so that Christmas would be Friday. It's always the Friday, so Christmas Eve is always a Thursday. Christmas is always the Friday. Then you got the weekend to play with your stuff.
So you suggest, say, the last Friday in December.
Yes. Why not?
Because there will be a time when the last Friday in December will, say, be December 30th or December 31st, and then New Year's will come right afterwards.
All right, so it would be the third weekend of December.
That would shorten the holiday shopping season. Can't have that.
Why are you causing me problems?
I'm coming up with a move Thanksgiving up to the third instead of the fourth Thursday in November.
I am trying my best to just make everybody happy. That's all I'm concerned about. Happy, happy, happy. I just don't. Here's the thing. I realized this morning. I got up. It's Monday, right? It is Monday.
It is Monday.
Okay, it's Monday. I'm up and it's like, man, day after tomorrow is Christmas, and it's like my brain is just not ready for this. So. In the middle of the week is Christmas, and then I got to come back, and what I really want to be doing is playing my video game at the house. You know, I know what you're saying. I hear you.
No, it's
bring
fine.
My video game and hook it up here in the control room and play during the breaks.
Sure.
That's so, what you're saying.
Chris, please make the newscast a little longer because I'm in the middle of Commando 5 here, and I don't want time to break this. Right.
Can you just stretch it a little bit longer because I can't save at this point. I got to get to the next checkpoint before I can save my game. Yeah. Come on, man. Everybody out there understands what I'm saying. All right. So what do you think? If you think that's a good idea, send me an email, seth.meal@wsau.com. If you think I'm just a flaming idiot, well, you can send me an email too, seth.meal@wsau.com. For anything, any reason, any time, love to hear from you. WSAU, your favorite morning show. We'll get started. More of my just brain drippings when we get back.
Here's how obsessed I was with wrestling action figures when I was a kid. Not only did I look for any available opportunity to get new action figures and bring them into my little wrestling world in my bedroom, but every Christmas, and I'm not making this up, every Christmas, I would go underneath the Christmas tree, and you know those little figures of Jesus and Mary and Joseph? Well, I would steal them and bring them into my bedroom and then launch this NWO biblical invasion on all of my regular wrestling action figures. And I'd be calling the action, too. I'd be like, Coco, beware, goes up to the top rope. Well, good Lord Almighty, here comes the three wise men. Oh, my God. They're handing out gifts of gold, frankincense, and whoop-ass. Oh. Oh. It's the Bethlehem Wrecking Crew. Folks, we knew Bobby Heenan had something up his sleeve. We didn't think it was going to be this. Oh, my Lord. Somebody just nailed the Deuteronomy driver. And here's the thing, folks. Later on in the evening, my dad would always come up to me and be like, hey, buddy, just want to ask you about this. Can you please tell me why baby Jesus is wearing the NWA heavyweight title? And I'd answer him truthfully. I'd say, well, to be honest with you, Dad, the reason baby Jesus is wearing the NWA title is because he's afraid to give Ric Flair a rematch. You know it. I know it. And the whole damn bedroom knows it, brother. Baby Jesus, diamonds are forever, and so is Ric Flair, brother. Woo!
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.